Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got an extremely important guest that you all need to hear from this half hour. His name is Brian Lemick. He's the executive director of Defend the Vote, coming to me live from Washington, D.C. Welcome back to the show, Brian, and thanks so much for sticking around. We are talking about the SAVE Act. Again, one of these reasonable sounding, hey, we should probably do that pieces of legislation that is but a Hollywood-style set of veneers covering up its pernicious actual purpose to disenfranchise tens of millions of Americans. If you do not have a passport, and what is it, how many million Americans don't have passports, Brian?
146 million, Maggie.
146 million Americans don't have passports. That means you'd have to show a birth certificate. Well, if you happen to be married, or you had any name change because, you know, you got married or you got divorced and then you changed it back or didn't change it back or you got married more than once, you're going to have to show something else. You're going to have to pay to get a passport. And if you can't do that and you don't know about it until the day you go to vote, you're not going to be able to vote. All of this, ostensibly, according to Congressman Tom Tiffany here in Wisconsin, who is a co-sponsor of this federal legislation, is supposedly about keeping the 10 to guesstimated 12 to 13 million people in the United States who are here illegally from voting. But Brian, the math just isn't mathing. Let's just assume for argument's sake that it is 13 million people here that are here illegally. But if you're going to disenfranchise 69 million people in the United States, or even the 1.3 million women in Wisconsin who do not have birth certificates that match their current legal name, where's the net positive? Where's the government efficiency, I might ask?
And it begs the question here, Maggie, too, is why do these non-citizens want to go vote? What incentive do they have? They're facing deportation. There's, again, a lot of really good rules and a lot of really good laws and a lot of steps in the process already to prevent this, right? This is for voter registration. So if you're already registered, you haven't moved, you're fine. But so you're here illegally, you're going to register to vote, which already flags you. They check before you get there. Then you're going to roll to the voter station, and you're going to show what documentation, your license that you have, perhaps, and then they're going to catch you there. You will get deported. So you worked so hard to get in this country. You're doing whatever. You're raising your family. You're doing what's right for your family here in America, and you're going to take that risk. It's an insane prospect, right?
Well, and here's the thing. You touched on the fact that there are numerous, what I'm going to call, back-end verification processes. So even to become registered, states have incredibly aggressive systems to verify citizenship when you first try to get registered. And that is not often what's happening when someone walks into a polling place to register, but it is happening on the back end. This poses an incredible amount of risk. In other words, on the back end, Wisconsin, if you use a driver's license or a state-issued ID to register to vote, the state of Wisconsin shares that information with the U.S. Department of State, as well as the Social Security Administration. They have to verify that you are born here or have become a naturalized citizen, that you've been issued a Social Security. All of that's happening. If a regular person who is here illegally, yes, I'm going to risk deportation so that I can cast my one vote. The lines from the Democrats want a bunch of people who are not citizens. No, we don't. I'll say that I'm a Democrat. No, please don't vote. No, that is not helpful because it sets up this kind of baloney. It's entirely contrary to what I have heard Democrats say for decades, which is we want safer, easier, legal pathways for citizens to vote. That has always been the Democratic Party line.
Yeah.
Brian, I just wanted to spend one more minute on Defend the Vote as an organization. Where can people find out more about this? What are your social handles? How can they get involved actively in opposing the SAVE Act?
Yeah, www.wedefendthevote.org. I mean, we are a voting rights organization, and we care that all Americans' votes can be heard. We want all Americans' voices to be heard, right? Republican, Democratic, whatever it may be, let the process play out, right? But we know that with Republicans bringing SAVE Act for a vote, it's going to block tens of millions, and we got to stop that. So that is us, Defend the Vote, pro voter rights organization, trying to stop the SAVE Act.
Give us the website one more time, Brian. And folks, if you miss it, if you don't have your pen and paper ready, don't worry. We'll drop it in the show notes from today that you can find every day at civicmedia.us/shows. You can also find the show notes if you like to listen to your podcast on Spotify or Apple Pods. You can find us there as well. Give us that website one more time, Brian.
Absolutely. It's the action that we all want you to follow. WeDefendTheVote.org. That's who we are. Defend the vote.
And at the end of the day, here is the bottom line. If I can have really good faith moments, and I have had many of them with conservative friends, and I say, what is the good outcome that you seek? Well, we want to make sure that citizens are voting. And I say, I agree with that. And so let's actually test the premises here. If we can agree that we want more voter participation by citizens, then let's test the impact of these bits of legislation. Let's think about how it's actually going to work instead of stopping at what initial might come behind an elected official's name. We all deserve that. Every American citizen and every voter does. Defend the Vote. Brian Lemick, Executive Director, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, sir. Keep up the important work. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by one of my very special guests from Emily's List, talking about the importance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election and Elon Musk's muddling about to buy off yet another elected official. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.